Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remembered by Ram Goldar and Anthony Mazekas Bab Metzia, Daf Ein Test. The sixth parak is Sochez Ha'umni. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav said that if someone rents a donkey to ride and it dies midway to his destination, the renter pays proportionally to the distance traveled, and he has only complaints against the owner for renting him a weak donkey. The Gemara explains the cases where it's not common for him to find another donkey to rent, but he makes the partial payment since it's the cost he would have to pay to rent the donkey for that distance. Furthermore, he did not rent Chamor Stam, an unspecified donkey, for then the owner would have to provide him another. Rather, he rented only Chamor Zeh, this donkey. He has the right to use the carcass to purchase a new donkey for his rental, but the cases where its value is insufficient. The Gemara said he should use the carcass to rent another donkey, and answers that Rav is following his own position that lo machlin incarnate, that we do not use up the owner's principal for the renter's needs. Shmuel disagrees and says that afri skor yiskor, even where the carcass's value is only sufficient to rent another donkey, he may rent it and may deplete the principal. Point number two, in a brisa, Rabbi Nassan says that if one rents a boat to transport wine, but it sinks midway in its journey, if he already paid even all of it, he cannot take it back. But if he did not yet pay, he doesn't pay. The Gemara analyzes the case and says that if the agreement was Bisfina Zot V'Yain Stum, to rent this boat and to transport unspecified wine, then the renter may demand a refund because he can still fulfill his part of the agreement by bringing another wine, and the owner cannot fulfill his since this boat sank. If the agreement was Bisfina Stum V'Yain Zeh, to rent an unspecified boat and to transport this specific wine, the renter should pay in full even if he has not paid, since the owner can provide him with another boat, but the renter's wine was lost. Rapop explains that the agreement was Bisfina Zo V'Yain Zeh, to rent this boat and transport this wine, both of which were lost. Since neither party can fulfill their part, whoever's trying to demand money from the other loses. If the agreement was with an unspecified boat, an unspecified wine, and they can both fulfill their respective parts, they divide the rent if they do not. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa, Sochez Hasfina, Uprakala Bachatz Yaderech. If one rents a boat to transport merchandise and unloads it midway through his journey, he pays a rental for half the journey, and the owner has only complaints against him. The Gemara said if the owner can find another renter at the new location, he should have no complaints, and if he cannot find another renter, the renter should pay the full rent. The Gemara eventually reinterprets the braisa to mean that he unloaded more cargo from the midway port into the ship. The braisa means he must also pay for half the journey for the additional cargo. The owner's complaint against the renter is explained in two ways. Number one, mishum shinui daita, because of changing from the intent of the owner whose journey was delayed because of the stop at the midway port. And number two, lashalei yaser, because of the extra rope needed to guide the heavier boat into deeper water. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav said that if someone rents a donkey to ride and it dies at midway to his destination, the renter pays proportionally to the distance traveled, and he has only complaints against the owner for renting him a weak donkey. The Gemara explains the cases where it's not common for him to find another donkey to rent, but he makes the partial payment since it's the cost he would have to pay to rent the donkey for that distance. Furthermore, he did not rent Chamor Stam, an unspecified donkey, for then the owner would have to provide him another. Rather, he rented only Chamor Zeh, this donkey. He has the right to use the carcass to purchase a new donkey for his rental, but the cases where its value is insufficient. The Gemara said he should use the carcass to rent another donkey, and answers that Rav is following his own position that lo machlin incarnate, that we do not use up the owner's principal for the renter's needs. Shmuel disagrees and says that afri skor yiskor, even where the carcass's value is only sufficient to rent another donkey, he may rent it and may deplete the principal. Point number two, in a braisa, Rabbi Nassan says that if one rents a boat to transport wine, but it sinks midway in its journey, if he already paid even all of it, he cannot take it back. But if he did not yet pay, he doesn't pay. The Gemara analyzes the case and says that if the agreement was Bisfina Zot V'Yain Stum, to rent this boat and to transport unspecified wine, then the renter may demand a refund because he can still fulfill his part of the agreement by bringing another wine, and the owner cannot fulfill his since this boat sank. If the agreement was Bisfina Stum V'Yain Zeh, to rent an unspecified boat and to transport this specific wine, the renter should pay in full even if he has not paid, since the owner can provide him with another boat, but the renter's wine was lost. Rapop explains that the agreement was Bisfina Zot V'Yain Zeh, to rent this boat and transport this wine, both of which were lost. Since neither party can fulfill their part, whoever's trying to demand money from the other loses. If the agreement was with an unspecified boat, an unspecified wine, and they can both fulfill their respective parts, they divide the rent if they do not. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa, Sochas Asfina, Uprakala Bachatzi HaDerech. If one rents a boat to transport merchandise and unloads it midway through his journey, he pays a rental for half the journey and the owner has only complaints against him. The Gemara said if the owner can find another renter at the new location, he should have no complaints, and if he cannot find another renter, the renter should pay the full rent. The Gemara eventually reinterprets the braisa to mean that he unloaded more cargo from the midway port into the ship. The braisa means he must also pay for half the journey for the additional cargo. The owner's complaint against the renter is explained in two ways. Number one, mishum shinui daita, because of changing from the intent of the owner whose journey was delayed because of the stop at the midway port. And number two, lashule yaser, because of the extra rope needed to guide the heavier boat into deeper water. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Ayin Tes, and our standard simmon is an 8, a pen, and we often use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer whose donkey died midway on his way to the quill store and now had to pay for the distance traveled found himself next to a man who swam to shore after this boat he rented to transport sank midway on his journey. As another man loaded more cargo at the midway point onto the ship he rented and was told he would have to pay more. Once again, in slow motion. The sofer whose donkey died midway on his way to the quill store. Sofer? Quill? That must be run daf ayin tes. 8. The sofer whose donkey died midway on his way to the quill store and now had to pay for the distance traveled, which reminds us, Rav said that if someone rents a donkey to ride and it dies midway to his destination, the renter pays proportionally to the distance traveled and he has only complaints against the owner for renting him a weak donkey. The Gemara explains the cases where it is not common for him to find another donkey to rent, but he makes the partial payment since it's the cost he would have to pay to rent a donkey for that distance. So, the sofer whose donkey died midway on his way to the quill store and now had to pay for the distance traveled found himself next to a man who swam to shore after this boat he rented to transport this wine sank midway on his journey, which reminds us, in a braisa, Rabbi Nassan says that if one rents a boat to transport wine, but it sinks midway in his journey, im Nassan lo'ito, if he already paid even all of it, he cannot take it back. But if he did not yet pay, he doesn't pay. But Papa explains that the agreement was Bisfina Zo B'yayin Zeh, to rent this boat and transport this wine, both of which were lost. Since neither party can fulfill their part, whoever's trying to demand more money from the other loses. So the sofer whose donkey died midway on his way to the quill store and now had to pay for the distance traveled found himself next to a man who swam to shore after this boat he rented to transport this wine sank midway on his journey. As another man loaded more cargo at the midway point onto the ship he rented and was told he would have to pay more. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Sochas Asfina, Uprakala Bachatzi HaDerech. If one rents a boat to transport merchandise and unloads it midway through his journey, he pays the rental for half the journey, and the owner has only complaints against him. The Gemara eventually reinterprets the braisa to mean that he unloaded more cargo from the midway point into the ship. The braisa means he must also pay for half the journey for the additional cargo. The owner's complaint against the renter is explained two ways. Either because of changing from the intent of the owner whose journey was delayed because of the stop at the midway port, or number two, Lashua Yisera, because of the extra rope needed to guide the heavier boat into deeper water. So once again, the sofer whose donkey died midway on his way to the quill store and now had to pay for the distance traveled found himself next to a man who swam to shore after this boat he rented to transport this wine sank midway on his journey. As another man loaded more cargo at the midway point onto the ship he rented and was told he would have to pay more. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazar. Dafine Hey, so the Simmer Dafine Hey is an Amma Arts. So here goes. The Amma Arts, Amma Arts, that must be more in Daf Ein Hey. The Amma Arts who borrowed a saw of wheat and promised to pay back a saw that was locked in the storehouse when he found the gold key, which reminds us. The next mission states that one cannot tell his fellow, Halveni Kor Chitin, lend me a core of wheat, Vani Etenel Chalagorin, and I'll give you back a core at the threshing season. This is a case of saw besaw and rabbinically prohibited because the produce may increase in price before the repayment. One may say, lend me a core of wheat until my son comes to access my wheat or until I find the key. Since the borrower has wheat, albeit temporarily inaccessible, it's considered as if the lender acquires it now and its subsequent increase in value is not ribbis. Hill prohibits even in this case, but the halacha follows the Tanakama. So the Amars who borrowed a saw of wheat and promised to pay back a saw that was locked in the storehouse when he found the gold key didn't realize his Amar's son had given the key away to someone as a gift, as ribbis mukdemis, to get a loan. Which reminds us, in the next mission, Rambam Gamliel says, Yesh ribbis mukdemis, there is advance interest, Yesh ribbis mucheris, and there's subsequent interest. He explains that if one sends someone a gift and says, this is what you should lend me, This is a case of advance interest. If one borrowed from someone, and after repaying the loan, sent him a gift and said, this gift is because of your money, which is idle with me, this is a case of subsequent interest. Rabbi Shimon says, yesh ribbis dvarim, there is verbal interest without a financial benefit. So the Amars who borrowed a saw of wheat and promised they'd be back a saw that was locked in a storehouse when he found the gold key didn't realize his Amar's son had given the key away to someone as a gift as ribbis mukdemis to get a loan after he foolishly transgressed and lent money to someone without aiding, who later denied his claim, which reminds us, Rav said, Kol mi sheyesh lo moz, whoever has money and lends it out without aiding, transgresses lifnei iver lo titen mikshel, do not put a stumbling block before a blind person by enabling the borrower to falsely deny the loan. Reish Lakish says, Gorm kalala latzma, he causes a curse to be uttered against himself. People assume the borrower is truthfully denying the loan and curse the lender for falsely accusing him. Daf Ein Vav, so the Simmer Daf Ein Vav is an IV, intravenous. So here goes. It was a tough day for the hospital manager, who tried to deceive a male nurse by offering him 3 zuz to administer an IV. IV? That must be more in Daf Ein Vav. It was a tough day for the hospital manager who tried to deceive a male nurse by offering him 3 zuz to administer an IV when his boss said to pay 4, which reminds us, the 6th parak begins, Hasokha se umnim, if one hires craftsmen, vihitu zeh zeh, and they deceive each other, ein lehem zeh al zeh al taromus, they have nothing but complaints against one another, but no monetary claim. Since the Mishnah does not say chazru, they reneged, expressing the traction of one party, but they deceived one another. It implies one worker deceiving another, meaning the employer instructed someone to hire workers for him, and that person misled them about their pay rate. So it was a tough day for the hospital manager, who tried to deceive a male nurse by offering him 3 zuz to administer an IV, when his boss said to pay 4. And he responded, I agree to the offer, as the employer said, which reminds us, if an employer told the hiring worker to offer 3 zuz, and he told the workers they would receive 4, and they responded, Kamosha Amar Bahabais, we agree to the offer as the employer said, their intent certainly was to agree to the higher rate of 4. The Gemara asks, if the employer told the hiring worker to offer 4, and he offered them 3, and they responded, Kamosha Amar Bahabais, how is this interpreted? Are they saying we trust you that the employer said this, in which case they're only entitled to the 3 they agreed to, or do we say Adibur de Bahabais Kasamki? They are relying on the word of the employer, and they are saying that they do not trust the hiring worker's offer, and insist on the employer's actual offer, so they would receive the 4 he offered. So it was a tough day for the hospital manager, who tried to deceive a male nurse by offering him 3 zuz to administer an IV, when his boss said to pay 4. And he responded, I agreed to the offer, as the employer said. And then he had to pay a donkey driver who came to pick up a box of medical supplies for the entire day as a po'o bato, when he had forgotten to organize any to deliver, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that although workers have only complaints against an employer who reneges, this is only if you renege before the workers travel to their job. But if hired donkey drivers hired for the day went to the arranged location and did not find grain to deliver for him, or workers hired to hoe his field went and found the field damp and work could not be done, he must pay them for the entire day, adjusted to the rate of a po'o bato. Daf Ein Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an aes, a goat. So here goes. The workers who arrived to draw water and irrigate the field where goats were grazing, goats, that must be one Daf Ein Zayin, aes. The workers who arrived to draw water and irrigate the field, where goats were grazing, who were not paid at all, when rain fell, and irrigate the field, which reminds us, Rava said that if one hires workers to draw water and irrigate his field, and rain watered the field before they could, pseid of the polim, it's the worker's loss, and they're not paid at all, because they were aware that rain would make the irrigation unnecessary. If instead the river overflowed into the field and watered it, psated the Baha Pais, it's the employer's loss since he knew that the river occasionally waters his field, but the workers did not. He pays them kapoa batel like an idle worker. So the workers who arrived to draw water and irrigate the field where goats were grazing, who were not paid at all when rain fell and irrigated the field, overheard someone who made partial payment on the goat breeder's field renege on the sale, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Ein Vav Amud Aleph stated, and anyone who reneges has the lower hand. A Bryce explains that it refers to one who sold the field for 1,000 zuz, and the buyer paid 200 zuz, and one party retracted. If the seller retracts, the buyer has the upper hand and can choose to demand his money back or land equal in value to the amount paid, which must be from Edi's superior land. If the buyer retracts, the seller has the upper hand and may return the buyer's money or give land equal to the amount paid and may give Ziburi's inferior land. So the workers who arrived to draw water and irrigate the field where goats were grazing, who were not paid at all when rain fell, and irrigated the field, overheard someone who made partial payment on the goat breeder's field renege on the sale, and told the seller that he should have written a shtar converting the remaining balance into a debt, which reminds us, in the brisa just mentioned, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Malamdino social yechaz." We instruct them to ensure that they will not be able to retract by writing a shtar converting the remaining balance into a debt. Daf ein ches. So the simmer daf ein ches is a child going ugh. So here goes: the child who went ugh, child going ugh, that must be in daf ein ches. The child who went ugh when the donkey his father rented to go through the mountains died when he led it in a valley, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hasochas a chamor v'alicha bahar, v'alicha babika, if one rented a donkey to lead it on a mountain, but instead led it in a valley, or the reverse, and the donkey died on the way, he's responsible. So the child went, ugh, when the donkey his father rented to go through the mountains, died when he led it in a valley, and the owner accused his father of being a thief since he violated the owner's terms, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan answers that the first segment of the Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds, Kol mavir adash al bahabayis nikra gazlan, anyone who violates the owner's intent is considered a thief. Since he violated the owner's terms, he is a status of a thief, and is therefore responsible even for unavoidable accidents which are not attributable to his location. So the child went, ugh, when the donkey his father rented to go through the mountains, died when he led it in a valley, and the owner accused his father of being a thief since he violated the owner's terms, heard his brother go, ugh, when the other donkey his father rented was seized for service for the king, knowing the owner was not obliged to give his father a replacement animal, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that the animal was nasis angaria, seized for the service for the king. The owner can tell the renter, hayishol chal fanecha, behold, what is yours is before you, and he does not have to give him another donkey. Rav says this is only true by Angaria Choseris, with a seizure for service which will be returned. But if the animal will not be returned to the renter, the owner must provide him with another donkey to use. Shmuel says that even if it will not be returned, if it was taken Mederech Halicha in the direction of the renter's journey, the owner is exempt from providing with another donkey because he can rent another donkey to follow the king's troops until they find and seize another person's donkey, at which time they will return his rental. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do you discuss where one hires workers and deceives them regarding their wages? That's on daf Ein Vav. Good. Number 2, which daf when Rabbi Meir holds called Mavir al das shel ba'al bayis nikra gazlan? That's on daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 3, which daf do you discuss a case where workers are hired to draw water for a field which becomes unnecessary or impossible? That's on daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what the din is in a case where a person loads more cargo on a boat midway on the journey? That's on daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we machos whether a situmta, a mark on wine barrels, affects an acquisition or it's only effective regarding incurring a mishapar? That's on daf Ein Dal. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss what the din is in a case where a donkey dies midway on a journey? That's on daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss the prohibition of sa basa? That's on daf Ein Hey. Good. Number 8. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss what the din is in a case where a person rents this boat to transport this wine and the boat sinks? That's on daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss reneging on a land sale after partial payment? That's on daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do the case of Angaria where a rented animal is seized for the king's service? That's on daf Ein Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ramkothar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.